Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing spectacular. And you?
I'm doing well. So you had a good birthday.
I had a fantastic birthday. Probably one of the best birthdays I've had in about 12 years. Awesome, awesome. And
lovely.
As you know, I've had family staying with me, and they made it joyful and fun and social and cool, thoughtful gifts about being an astrologer and a cat lover, which you can't beat that. So that was cool, and got some flowers, and I got a lot of people wishing me happy birthday on Facebook and texting me or, you know, leaving a message at the house. I had several people called and actually sang happy birthday to me on the phone. It was like the coolest thing.
Aww, that's always fun.
And of course, you beat everybody to the punch by looking at my solar return last show. That was cool. Thank you so much.
I always have to beat everybody to the punch.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. A front runner always.
Cardinal.
What?
Cardinal sign. You know how those cardinal signs are.
Yeah, I know. We share that energy, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Always doing our personal best. Always trying to beat our own record. It's awesome. I have to tell you, tonight's chart, I kind of liked it a little bit for some crazy reason. I don't know why. I liked it because I guess, you know, because Mercury is like, you know, just being so sweet to Jupiter and, you know, the fire energy is there. And I'm feeling heart open, be who you are, you know, love who you are. Just nice trines there. I'm not so happy with what's going on with Mars and the dragon, but, hey, it is what it is, right?
Hey. You know, we're going to have an interesting thing coming up with Mars conjunct Uranus. You know, that's
yes,
going to be
I know.
There. So we shall see what great epiphanies come. You know, that's what
yes.
The beauty of the universe, you know. And I like the Mercury in Leo because it is so open and so creative. It can see things and it can get things done because it's got that fire, you know. And one of the things we haven't had for a while is a lot of fire in the sky. And right now we're starting to get things in fire and starting to get motivated, especially Mercury. So, you know, I happen to like it that because people can think off the cuff. And I know it's got a square to Mars Uranus connection, and it's interesting with that. But it is about, you know, looking at alternatives and looking at different actions than just your standard fixed actions like the Taurus usually has. You know, it really, you know, one of the things about this Mars and Taurus and being around Uranus is it's not so fixed in its personality. It gets to move around a little bit more and see things a little differently. So be open with your actions, I say, with this one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know. Well, to me, when I looked at it, the first thing I thought is, you know, follow your heart, okay? But keep your practical wisdom in place. And I think that's how that square kind of hit me. I really love that the lights on the new moon are informing that double trine to Jupiter. I just love that. That is so nice. Oh, yeah. So, again, I just like the Leo energy anyway. You know, you mean I'm an even split. I got 3 planets in Cancer and 3 in Leo. So, the Leo energy to me, it seems, again, to be a little bit more brave, a little bit more devotional, a little bit more affectionate. It's still fixed. Okay, yeah. I get that. But
you have that fixed cardinal energy, so it goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I have to tell you, it's going to be very interesting how things begin to unfold with this new moon. I think a lot of people are going to start to brighten up a little bit. I think the fire, like you said earlier, is just really going to help. I think we've needed it for quite some time, and now here it is appearing in the heavens and reflecting what now is possible here on this planet. And I'm very happy to try and spread the word. What do I know?
That's a good thing.
Fortune teller. Well, we've got a ton of people on hold here. I suppose we should see what we can do for them tonight. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 646, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Priscilla. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Priscilla. How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay. Do you have my information?
I'm looking right now.
Yeah, because I think last time I called, somehow I think Jacqueline heard me incorrectly. And so we could just...
I've got...
Are you September 6th of 65?
That's right, September 6th, 65.
10 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're born
mm-hmm.
in India.
Yes, in the city of Ambala, A-M-B-A-L-A. Mm-hmm.
And where do you live now?
I'm in New York.
New York. How do you like New York?
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's good. But, yeah, so actually I'm calling because of this great big Uranus-Mars conjunction. From what I understand, Uranus is transiting my seventh house, and astrologers have said something about look for any points or planets near 18 degrees. I don't think I have anything of Taurus as far as I know, but Neptune is in my first house. It's ascendant, so that's close to 18 degrees. That's the only thing that I can think of. I'm just wondering what you gals see forthcoming for me with this big conjunction.
I'm going to take a different aspect to this because remember that we have a certain orb. It doesn't have to be that dead-on minute hit, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
And that orb for people runs somewhere between 5 and 7 degrees is usually what an average astrologer uses. And you have a 13-degree Sun, a 15-degree Uranus, and a 16-degree Pluto. Those are all within 5 degrees. Any astrologer would, they're beautiful trines that are coming to you, okay, in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at this, and I say, this is definitely divinely guided. I think something's going to happen just right in front of you during that period of time, during those conjunctions. Remember, it's 13 degrees. So here again, it's already starting its transition. I think anywhere from now till the first week of August, you could really have some kind of great epiphany, is what I say about it. Really about understanding, it goes from your seventh house, which is one-to-one relationships, and it's not only your one-to-one relationships with others, it's your one-to-one relationship with yourself. And in both of these cases, I think it's going to be about you, and I think it's going to be about others that you have in your life. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm looking at her New York chart because, again, I prefer to do it that way because I want to see her in real time. And what's going on this chart is that Mars-Uranus conjunction is going on in your 11th house of the light worker. And all the trines to your Virgo planets are in your 4th house of home and security, okay? And I love it. It can be a very creative time, and you can do it in a way where you know exactly what you want to be creative. The other thing that's going on in this chart, too, is that conjunction is going to oppose and attract to your Neptune in Scorpio. So because of that, your psychic instincts can be very good as far as a natural sense of wisdom coming in and allow you to diversify some of your creativity in an amazing way on this new moon. I do like it a lot. They're also forming some beautiful trines to your Capricorn moon. I mean, it's just, to me, everything seems very real, but there's also a psychic counterpart and desire to perhaps use some of your creative elements that you previously have either put aside or not engaged as much as you could. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah. I would love to find, like, a platform to use these talents and skills I've accumulated, and also to find friendships, and that's been quite a challenge.
Right, and that's why I think because your Virgo planets are on the fourth house in New York, you do want them to be local people. It's not like you want to do something virtual and stuff. You want to find, again,
right,
people that you feel comfortable
right
with, that you can actually communicate with, you can share ideas, and even if your experiences are different, that somehow you can share this in such a way there's a good growth factor with that. That's what I'm
saying. Right, right. And it's just non-existent. It's been frustrating.
But if you can't find it, you need to create it, girlfriend. If you can't find one already established, you need to create one.
I don't know.
See, everybody else thinks it's too much work, too, and that's why you can't find it.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
I know. But, you know, don't worry about it, though. I think, again, I would, as Jacqueline pointed out, this is a very unique time where you can go through a big epiphany. All of a sudden, you just stumble on a few people that share your views, your interests, and can feed your soul. This is a dynamic time. These trines are just beautiful in your chart. So if I were you, I would take a deep breath and go out there and start all over again, or at least encourage other people. Maybe we could start something together. You know what I mean? If you don't want to do it all by yourself, I would try and create something that, you know, that you can bring people together with you that are like-minded souls. How about that?
Sounds great. Sounds great. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to pray and work on it.
Absolutely. And you keep us posted, all right?
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
All right. God bless you.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's looking crazy lucky with this one, right?
Yes, she is. Some people, it's interesting how, you know, it's very individualized of how it's affecting others. But, again, some people like this, it's like, oh, wow, this is going to be great. I love what you said to her. It was perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, she's rocking and rolling. I think I would love to see her start something. I think that she's the kind of person, she can really also work very well with other people, you know, and it would be nice to see her kickstart it. Maybe this fire is going to fire her up.
We can only hope, because that's a really good thing.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hi, lady. 925, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Teresa. I'm wondering if you can. Hi, you've done a personal reading for me before, and I was hoping you could see, look and see what it looks like for me to find a place to move to.
Okay, well, on the show, because we can only ask one question, I'd want to do more research on that for you. Okay.
Okay.
We can't really do that on the air, but is it Teresa with an H or an E?
E.
Okay. Now, have you called into the show before, or have you just had a personal reading with either me or Jacqueline?
Both. I had a personal reading with you, and I've called in once before on the show. Yeah.
Are you February 1st?
Yes.
Got it. 4:55 p.m. in California.
That's it.
All right. And where do you live now?
In California.
Okay. Still around the same area?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's a very big state, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes.
You're fine. Now,
same city I was born.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Did you think that you wanted to move near or far?
Near. Near.
Okay, so you're looking at either a new domicile or a new neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay. And maybe a new lifestyle, perhaps?
That would be good.
Well, I want you to know that there is, during the new moon, these Leo planets, they are going to be, they're going to be moving forward, and they're going to be opposing some of your Aquarius stuff, and your Venus in particular. So again, it has to be done your own unique way. You need to follow your heart, and you need to put higher mind and heart together for this. But I'm going to let Jacqueline take this, but I want to just say one more thing, and that is you are in a grand square right now, okay?
Yes.
And it's a multiple grand square, okay? So this is the time to prepare, but not the time to make the move. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with you as soon as you said that. You know, and again here, I'm going to add to it. The South Node is in your fourth house of your home, okay? So old issues from the past, I hear you. I would like to move if I had this aspect to my chart. But
yeah.
Africa is so correct. This is about preparation. This is about knowing your boundaries and limits. It really is about investigation. Seeing things in a different light or a different way, okay? Again here, this can really work for you in the long term to make the move. It has to do with your work. What are you doing for a living?
I'm a buyer, and I'm looking to change that as well.
Okay. I would be focused more on that, okay, at this point in time, because here again, I think some great things can happen. In this time period, especially with the Mars-Uranus connection. It's going to be natally in your 10th house of career. And Pluto is already there, and your Mercury is there. And it's about changing that career that's going to be able to help you change in time your home. So I would focus more on that than this at this point in time, and I think you'll find more success. Remember, it's a process, not an event. So knowing that you're going to move can give you a lot of enthusiasm. Do your due diligence and research and start looking for a change in your career first before you change your home. Okay?
Yeah, I've been looking for that as well. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to make it easier for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you really love to travel?
Yes. But only
for
pleasure.
You do want to be near an airport. Maybe a train station. I don't know, but I'm just telling you. I think it's good for you when you get the new opportunity with your work, which I think is pretty assured. Pluto's retrograding back onto your Mercury here. We've got several ponderous planets retrograde already, and that's why it's great to do the research. Go to the drawing board, as Jacqueline pointed out in such a remarkable way. And again, to know that the things that you've utilized in the job that you have been doing will still serve you, because Saturn's retrograde in Aquarius right now. So you're going to still be using a lot of the knowledge that you've already attained and some of the skill levels that you've already attained. And then you're going to have a better idea depending on where the company's located, okay? Say, for instance, it's not virtual. Say it's actual. Then you're going to have a better idea of where you need to move. And then that's when we can ask the question, I think, better. Okay?
Okay. So is it like near this new moon that all of these planets are real strong?
Yes.
They're
opposing your Venus and Aquarius right now. Yeah.
Okay.
And you want to get healthier. Mercury's going to be opposing your Chiron in Aquarius. So right now, where you're at right now is not healthy. You don't feel independent. You don't feel appreciated, right? So you need to change that, yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate you both.
You're welcome. And you keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know, okay?
I will, for sure. Thank you so much.
All right, goodbye.
Have a
good night.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye-bye. When we brought up that grand square, I was like, ooh, it almost hurt. Are you still there? I think I just lost her. Where'd she go? There she is. How'd that happen?
I have no clue. That was wild.
I know. Anyways, I was saying when I saw that those grand squares and stuff, I'm like, oh my goodness, that almost hurt in her chart. I was like, so I was telling you that. I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad you're back. I missed you. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there? It's one of those mysterious 111s, so I'm just going to put it back on hold. We'll go to the next one. Area code 818, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Great. What's your name?
Suzanne.
I'm sorry?
Suzanne.
Oh, okay.
Have you called in before?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
Can you give us your birthday?
February 26,
1954. And what time were you born?
I don't know that one. It was like after 5 p.m. That's what my mom remembers. I was born in Armenia, and over there they wouldn't put, back then, those days, they wouldn't put the time, so.
And what city in Armenia were you born?
Yerevan.
Can you spell that for me?
That's the capital. Y-E-R-E-V, as in Victor, A-N-E.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. And where do you live now, Suzanne?
Las Vegas.
Oh, cool.
No, it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot really here where hot. I am, too. Don't feel bad.
It's over 110.
Oh,
that is hot. Mm. We went to 104 yesterday here, but 110, yeah, pushing the envelope.
Yep.
Okay. So what question did you have for us tonight?
I'm having trouble with my only child, with my son. Actually, he's giving me a very, very hard time. I'd like to know if he's going to change his attitude. How this relationship is going to come out, I don't know. We are not talking to you. It's been 2 weeks. We don't talk anymore.
When's his birthday, Suzanne?
11-11-77.
Say this again.
11-11-77. November 11,
1977. And
what
time was he born?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead after that.
What time?
It was after 11:30 p.m.
Okay.
In what city?
The same city, Yerevan.
Oh, okay.
Take a look. All right. So sweet of you to call for him.
Well, actually, this is for both of us because he's my only child. and I have no other relatives here. And ever since he got married 3 years ago, things got worse and worse and worse, because whatever I did, my daughter-in-law, so I'm worried about me and my son.
Okay. Now, where does he live now?
In L.A.
Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, we'll take a look.
Wow.
How long has this behavior been going on?
As I said, our relationship was okay, so-so. But after he got married 3 years ago, it is just unbelievable. I tried my best to become friends with my daughter-in-law. We would see each other only like 4 or 5 times a year, but whatever I did, she is just very competing, jealous, commanding, demanding, and the more I ignored that, I tried to be patient and tolerating by hoping that one day she will change her attitude towards me. She took that in a different way, that she could treat me in any way she wanted to. So because I didn't say anything to my son for over 2 years, I didn't say anything to my son. But later on I found out that she was saying so many lies, things that I didn't tell her, things that I didn't do. And my son became, they teamed up together, and it was horrible, horrible. Both of them, two of them, would attack me every time they would come over, I would go over. It was a disaster. So now I said, enough, no more. So it's been 6 months that I didn't visit them. I didn't see my granddaughter. And soon it's going to be 3 months that my son came last time all by himself for Mother's Day with not a single gift for me. And it's been 2 weeks now that I just stopped talking to him. I blocked him. I couldn't take it anymore. That's it.
Well, I think it was wise for you to give it a rest, because you're feeling very victimized. You're feeling very victimized by this situation. And again, unfortunately, you know, if this is this woman's nature and he's going to buy into it, there's not much you can do about it. I mean, I hate to say it this way, but I think I need to tell you what I think. He does have a lot of Scorpio.
Go ahead.
So when he does make up his mind, that's kind of like it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, okay? And what I'm going to say is a little different on this, okay? Because, again, she's right. He's a whole heck of a lot of Scorpio, okay? And you're a whole heck of a lot of Pisces, okay? And with those two, it's intense. Okay, and if you're anywhere close to the timing of your birth and his birth, it really even amps up the intensity of this, okay? in every situation that works for your benefit, it has to go through a metamorphosis, a transformation and change. And I agree with Aphrodite. This is a time to set it down. The South Node is in Scorpio right now. And so old issues from the past have returned for him. And he's got to look at it in a little different of a form. I'm going to say this to you. The truth will set you free. However, you are not the voice, okay? Time is the voice that's going to make the changes that you want in the circumstances. Time is what's going to vindicate you from her to where, you know, the truth will come out. So the fact is, during this period of time, you two have a very strong connection. Trust and have faith that this bond is stronger than anything else on this earth, first of all. And I say, second of all, turn around and start having conversations in your head and let it go with that. Have faith that this is what you want to say to him, and this is how you feel, and this is what you want to do, and let it go at that point in time. Have faith it will return back to you. I can't keep saying enough about this because you are in a quandary of faith over fear, okay? And right now you feel like everything's never going to work to your favor. And I say, with silence and time, it will. Okay? So trust the process. Hang in there. Because, again, you two are way too strongly connected in your charts to not have a transformation and change and really have a better relationship as a result of it.
Well, I know that, but the only thing that I regret big time for not doing that, I was extremely patient, extremely forgiving and nice to my daughter-in-law. Doesn't matter whatever she did, I would keep calling her, sweetie, honey, my daughter, by believing that.
Sweetheart, I don't care how hard you tried to be nice to her, it wasn't going to happen. She had an agenda, she knew what she was doing, and she set you up. Now you have to wait for the truth to come out. That's the only thing you can do, okay? And I'm sorry, but here again, it really has to make that major transformation change. I do feel that she was very, he likes possessive women. So all-consuming women, that's what he likes. So here again, you got to wait until she's secure and safe and things will calm down.
Meaning,
you keep us posted. We have to go on to our next caller, sweetheart. Okay, you keep us posted on what's going on. Okay, you call in again, sweetheart, okay?
God
bless
you. Thank you for being patient. I appreciate it. Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
God bless you.
You're always welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. That's a tough one. Whew. I love everything you said about that. It's just where it is. I know it, too. It's like, okay, that was beautiful. Thank you, Jacqueline. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are y'all doing on this gorgeous hot Sunday this afternoon when it's hot in my neck of the woods?
You're a trip, girl.
How are you, Sylvia? I am good and grateful. How are you, ladies? I heard you all said it was hot in y'all neck of the woods, too. Which
hot
I was surprised
you.
In Virginia.
104.
Wow. Well,
you know,
it's summertime.
And I have to tell you, I'm hiding in the air conditioning, Sylvia. I am hiding in the AC.
I understand because if I go out, it's going to be over in the evening when the sun is way over in the west and things are thinking about cooling down. Thinking about it. Haven't cooled down. Thinking about it. Okay, so here's my question. Do y'all need my birthday again, or y'all get it?
We got you covered,
on
girl.
We got you covered.
Okay, great. So at my age, I'm thinking, I'm contemplating. So lately, this is what I've been doing. Make it short. Been going on YouTube, listening at metaphysical, spiritual videos, and that helps me to remind me that I am a eternal spirit in a body having a human experience. Okay?
Good. I love it.
And it helps, and that helps me to focus, refocus, ground, but yet be in the moment and to know that I am a twofold being. So I'm going like, okay, I got these talents, I got these gifts, I'm applying to work for other people versus myself. So speaking of me, what is my chart saying at this time and point in my life in these transits and progressions if I wanted to pursue a metaphysical spiritual career? What would be good for me, or what direction would be good or best for me to look at with my spiritual gifts, my talent, born this way? That's my question. I yield the floor.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, I'm not going to tell you the story. I'm just going to tell you the ending of the story, okay?
Okay.
You don't realize, Sylvia, that you are doing it every day already.
Okay.
You are a walking temple, girlfriend, okay? And you are doing it every day with just your kindness, your sense of humor. People benefit from being in your presence. And if you wanted to start your own business, counseling others, I encourage you to do it, you know? And all it takes is saying, okay, I am in a situation right now where I take responsibility for this gift, and I am looking for a way to bring it to others and create a plan. That's really all it takes, okay? And the way your chart's set up, you could do it in person or you could do it virtually. You could do it either way. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with you. Okay, Sylvia, okay, you have your Mercury in your 12th house. You can talk to God, the universe, whatever you call that higher power, at any given point in time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a brief story because, again, you have the same, a similar thing to myself, which is you have a planet in each of the water houses. And they're
mm-hmm.
in signs, okay? So the deal is that when I started this business, it wasn't what I planned to do. But God had a different plan. And what I did is I sat down on that day and I said, okay, God, I love astrology. If this is what you want me to do for a living, I'm going to make a deal with you. You've got to bring me the business, and you've got to have it make a decent living that I can live off of, and I'll follow it blindly. The next day, I got 3 phone calls asking me to work doing astrology in those 3 different places. It was the sign that I could not believe. But it has been the most challenging thing for me, and I've done it for, I don't want to say how long. It's been way longer.
I know how long, but I'm not telling either.
Yeah, you do know how long it is. So I have to say that. But anyhow, the point being is it's about blind faith with you, because you have a direct connection, and when you have that conversation, you're going to get the answer, is my point. Okay, and it's going to appear right in front of you as this is the next thing I need to do. And so bow to it, have that conversation, And I think you're going to find your answers of which path is going to work for you, is what I'm going to say.
Okay. All right. Because sometimes I guess I would use the word struggle with that.
You
know, it's like, oh, okay. It's like, okay, I'm you know, I'm 61 now. It's like, okay, and all right, but you know, so okay, but I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's like, okay, so yeah, I have that. Well, I have been having conversations with the universe. Yes, with my higher power. Yes. Yeah.
And continue with it that way is what I'm trying to say. And I like that you're physically looking at. You don't have no earth in your chart to speak of, okay?
Yep.
So,
yes, I have Virgo in North Node, 6th house, Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto's a big planet, okay?
In Capricorn, 10th house, Saturn, that's my earth. It sounded like you said I don't have earth. That's why I'm saying this.
And both of those, Saturn is your teacher, Pluto is how you transform and change. They're both outer planets, and they don't carry a lot on a day-to-day basis. You float on a day-to-day basis, okay, is what you do, okay? The universe controls those outer planets, so when you go through a transformation and change, yeah, it's a real physical transformation and change, but not on a day-to-day basis. And right now you have Uranus, Mars, and the North Node in your first house. So physical things are coming at you is my point to this. And it is about going, okay, I just have to, and that's the reason why I say I like you physically doing this research, because all you have to do is be in the present and be in the now and be okay with receiving the gifts, the key factor here, because you go, okay, I want this, but, and that whole Aries, quick impulsiveness is what gets you into trouble. It's about putting it out and sitting and waiting and letting it come to you. Does that make sense?
Yes. You know, Aries, yes. Miss Aries will get a lot.
Can I make a suggestion,
sure.
Sylvia?
Mm-hmm.
Aries is the sign of the ram and the sign of the lamb, okay? And a lot of people don't understand that about Aries, but I do. You're a double Aries because it's on your ascendant, and your sun is there, your Venus is there, and Jupiter is only in Aries every 12 years, and it's there now. It's only there for a year, but it's there until May 23rd of 23. Oh. So what you want to do is you want to say, I am gifted. I am here to serve with my spiritual gifts. I am your child, Lord, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bring those to me that I can serve. Bring those to me that I can serve. And you will find if you mix that ram and that lamb, okay, that determination and that desire to go into another person's space and really make a difference, honey, you're just going to be so blessed, and this is the right year for you to do this.
Okay. Okay. Ooh.
Okay, so keep us informed. I want to see what progress you make next week.
Okay, then I will have that. Speak those words. Have that conversation with the big you, the universe, and I'm quite sure bringing some people to me will not be an issue. That's been happening all my life. Lady.
Right. But I want to give you one more little piece of information that I think you're not considering, and Jacqueline, I did not touch on it yet, but we have to go to our next caller soon. But Mercury in your charts in Pisces in your 12th house, which Jacqueline mentioned right off, okay? Now, when I was a child, my mother would do with us, me and my sister Myrna, we had bunk beds, and we would sit down, and we would kneel, and we would say, first we would sing the Lord's Prayer together. And then my mother would leave us, and she would say, okay, now you do your personal prayers, okay? And we would do our personal prayers. But she says, when you know the message has been received, you're going to feel it in your heart. You're going to feel it right in that chakra. You're going to feel it. Something will move, but your prayer has been received. And you will know your prayer has been received. And one day, I waited. I was worried about my little kitty, Spoofy. I was a little girl. And I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it. And then my mother starts looking around. She's like, where is she? She goes in, and she kneels down next with me. And I said, I don't know if he heard me. I didn't feel it, Mom. She puts her arm around me and says, Lord, my child is waiting. And boom, I felt it. So remember to pray hard and then listen. Okay?
Okay. All right. Great.
All right,
thank
babe.
You. Appreciate that. I appreciate you, ladies. I love y'all more. I yield the floor so the next caller can get in. Thank y'all.
All right. God bless you, girl. Bye-bye now. For now.
You too. Keep me on the line so I can listen.
We'll do so.
All right. Thanks, Gavillion.
She's such a sweetheart. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Oh, people are coming and going here. Okay.
Hello.
Area code 817. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Crystal.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal.
And,
how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm enjoying listening to the show.
Thank you. Have you called before?
Nope, this is my very first time.
Ooh, the first time? I love that.
What's your birthday?
My birthday is 8/27.
And what year?
The time I was born. Oh, it's 1970.
And what time were you born?
I really don't know. I'm thinking early in the morning, like right after midnight. I'm not sure, though.
And what city were you born in?
Pensacola.
And where do you live now?
In Texas, in Arlington, Texas.
Arlington?
Yes.
Got it. Right. We don't have a time, so I might not relocate because... Again, the time in astrology is an important factor, and if you could find that time, like maybe if you call in another time for us, we can be actually
okay.
much more specific because it gives us just additional information. But for now, let's just run with the ball for you tonight, okay?
Okay.
What do you do for a living?
That's why I was calling. I work with the law enforcement and with the federal government.
All right. Excellent.
And what
God bless
would you like
you.
To...
Thank you for serving.
Thank you. Thank you.
And what would you like to know today?
Well, I had a little issue at work. And you know how your gut picks up on... Every time I get around a certain individual, I just get... I think it's anxiety. It's like I can feel, I feel that they're, I guess, being sneaky, but I can't put my hands on it, and I just want to know so that I can control that anxiety. It comes, you know, it comes into like anxiety, and it turns to a little anger. And I don't like that. Either.
So they're pressing your buttons, right?
I get, yes, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, I understand exactly. that. Now,
yeah.
If you haven't done anything, you don't seem like you're in a very aggressive person. You look like you're a very thorough person, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You might remind this person of somebody else, and they're projecting it onto you, just so you know that. Okay, and I've seen this happen before, because you're not the kind of person, usually you're in pretty good control of yourself, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have to be.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I say here that we don't have the exact time on you, but you're going to have Mars and Uranus passing over your Saturn, okay? Uranus is going to take a whole heck of a lot of time, but Mars mm-hmm. is going to come here soon, okay? And what I say about that is that you know you have the tools to manage through this. You're good at your work. no matter how I look at this, you're a loyal working individual, okay? You're a take charge kind of girl, and when you're put on a task, you do it to your greatest ability, okay? You have a Venus in Libra, and that means that you are a peacekeeping individual. So sometimes it is not within your control to manage situations. Sometimes, and I'm going to say it like this, that sometimes things have a long wick. And when somebody sets something into motion, it comes back to explode on them later. And I feel this is a process of this one. I know it's not comfortable for you. I know it's not right. But it's learning how to stay in your own business, because there's nothing you can do about this guy. Okay? Mm-hmm. Not a thing. Okay?
Right.
So, here again, do your work. Care less what this one does, because that's what they're doing. They're trying to push your buttons. Okay? But you have the discipline and to be able to do this, especially with Mars going over this, going over your Saturn. So time will be to your success, is what I'm trying to say. Learn to stay in your own vision and don't get wrapped up in their crazy.
Right. I'm trying. I had to, have attorneys and everything. And I won in the fact that they couldn't do what he didn't. He couldn't do what he wanted to do, but he sweared that he wasn't behind it. He's like, I'm not behind it. I know nothing about this. And I'm, and my spirit's like, yes, you do. Yes, you do. So I had to step up and fight.
And let it be, because, again, the truth will come out in this. Here again.
Okay.
You are right. You will be vindicated in this situation, as you saw. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to pay the consequences for his actions.
I hope so, because he has a reputation that he's very, very sneaky, and he's able to, get away with a lot of things. And I'm like, every time I come on the scene with anyone, if it's someone doing something that's very out of order, it seems that it gets revealed. When I show up and I go, what is going on? Everywhere I go is like, if that person is not, treating someone right or whatever, it comes to me. And it's like, it stops there. And I'm not seeking it out. I don't walk around, saying I'm going to get everything in order. I really try to find the radar a lot of times, but it doesn't work. It comes to me, and it's like, okay. At that point, and I pray. I do a lot of praying, and especially when it comes to that, I do a lot of praying, and I won't let it go until it's I see a shift. Because if it's not me, it's someone else. It's going to happen again to someone else and someone else. And one person shouldn't be able to, disturb people like that. I don't believe that. So I just bring them before God, just for because I believe everyone has to be corrected if we're not right under His grace, under God's grace, and so that's my thing. I just wanted to know, if it's
is that in that same vein. I'm going to put it this way: you have to hand it to God. It is not your job, duty, responsibility, nor obligation to manage this one. You did what you needed to do, and now you need to move on through it. Yes, things happen, and he shouldn't be doing this to other people either. But now he's been called out on it. The next time it happens, it's going to be even worse for him. Do you understand it that way?
Yes. I just don't know about
it. It was right for you to take that stand. It was so good for you to take that stand, sweetheart. That was great. I'm glad you did.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. And it cost me some money, but, I had to do it. It was just something that said, do it. Just go, take that stand, because he wanted me out of there. And he tried to pretend as if he was supporting me. But my spirit said, no, he's not supporting you. And he wanted me out of there. And as soon as I did not get that, he said, oh, you just waste your money. they were going to do this for you anyway. And I said, no. And that was not the truth. The path was to get me out of there for no reason, really. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I want to tell you something that you need to do, or maybe two things that I think would be helpful to you. One, you have a Cancer moon no matter what time of the day you were born, okay? And the Cancer moon is very intuitive and also very empathic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times things can feel more personal than they are. I mean, I really think it's his problem. I don't really think it's yours. But you stood up to him because you were also thinking that he was going to do this to everybody else. So you did this with the utmost integrity, my dear, okay? But you do need to try and live more in the now when this person's around you. Don't think about the past. Don't think about anything else. Just be in the now. Do your due diligence, shall we say. And also create a nice soft shield so you can still treat other people very kindly, but you can shield yourself against his energy. And I want to tell you, ask Archangel Michael to step in and see what happens next. I have a feeling, like Jacqueline said, oh, yeah, the truth is going to come out about this dude. Yep. And you set the stage for him to actually hang himself because of his attitude. And you didn't mean to do it that way, but it was appropriate because of his behavior.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. That's what I had felt in my spirit last Friday at work. Exactly what you just said. Make sure I treat everyone, soften it up, let it go, get it behind, because he wants me to keep fighting. He invites me to talk to other people, and I said, no, it's over. It's settled. It's over. It's okay. Let's move forward.
Yep. See, if he wants to continue to keep the chip on his shoulder, that's up to him, but you don't have to anymore because you won. You won.
Right. Right, exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
I won.
All right, well, we're about to go
God
off the air, and we're glad you called in tonight. And you keep us posted.
Thank
We'd
you.
Like to see how all this works out for you because you sound like a really awesome soul. And thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless
you
both. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Sweet night. Well, we have to go off the air in 2 minutes, so we should tell people where they can find us.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. We're here to serve you every Sunday night and doing the show. And we both love doing the show with you, and thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. And I hope we've given you a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of perk for the week ahead. See you next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Night.